8 o'clock news is read by Kate Carolyn.
Thousands of supporters of Nicolas Maduro have rallied in Venezuela's capital to demand he be returned from the United States, where he appeared in court on drug trafficking and terrorism charges. The march in Caracas came after Mr. Maduro's deputy, Delcy Rodriguez, was sworn in as the country's interim president. Ms. Rodriguez, who has indicated that she will cooperate with the United States, told members of the National Assembly that she was doing so in the name of all Venezuelans. Here's our correspondent, Fiona Mitchell.
Returned last night to a Brooklyn detention centre following his first court appearance in the US, ousted Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro had told the court he was innocent and still the rightful leader of his country. But with US President Donald Trump saying he now runs Venezuela, his administration is expected to meet with executives from US oil companies in the coming days to discuss boosting Venezuelan oil production. The meetings are crucial to Washington's hopes of getting U.S. oil companies back into the South American nation after its government took control of U.S.-led energy operations there nearly two decades ago. An emergency meeting of the UN Security Council yesterday heard calls from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres for respect of nations' political independence, as he expressed concern about the possible intensification of instability in Venezuela.
Ukraine's allies will meet in Paris to discuss long-term security guarantees for Kyiv in the event of a ceasefire with Russia. The Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade, Helen McEntee, will represent Ireland when the Coalition of the Willing gather in the French capital later today. Our Eastern Europe reporter, Liam Nolan.
The summit, co-chaired by French President Emmanuel Macron and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, will be attended by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte. Talks are expected to focus on the composition of a reassurance force for Ukraine and how exactly a ceasefire would be monitored, as well as the kind of support the coalition could offer Kyiv if Russia violates a ceasefire. The presence of US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of the US President, at today's talks in Paris points towards a greater degree of convergence between Europe and the US on the issue of security guarantees for Ukraine. Last week, Mr. Zelensky said that the US had offered Ukraine a 15-year security guarantee after the end of the current war. However, the coalition's plans face an obvious obstacle. Russia has repeatedly opposed the idea of troops from NATO countries being deployed to Ukraine as part of any eventual peacekeeping force. Liam Nolan, RT News, Warsaw.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin is set to have more in-depth talks on trade with China as he continues his official visit to Beijing. He held talks with the head of the National People's Congress this morning and is meeting with the Chinese Prime Minister Li Qiang this afternoon. From Beijing, our correspondent Angus Cox.
China has rolled out the red carpet for this official visit, with the Irish delegation granted unprecedented access to top Chinese officials. Yesterday, the Taoiseach had an audience with President Xi Jinping, while this morning he met with the chairman of the National People's Congress, Zhao Leji, the third highest ranking member of the Chinese Communist Party. At the start of their meeting, they both referenced the strong relationship and level of cooperation between Ireland and China. This afternoon, Micheál Martin will receive a military welcome at Beijing's Great Hall when he meets Prime Minister Li Qiang. Local media here is reporting Beijing may be placing such importance on this visit because it sees Ireland as a potential bridge to ease growing trade tensions between China and the EU. Ireland will hold the EU presidency later this year. Angus Cox, RTE News, Beijing.
A man remains in custody in connection with the death of a well-known businessman in County Donegal. Stephen McCahill, aged in his 60s, died following an assault at a home outside the town of Ardha Raha in the early hours of yesterday morning. A man in his 30s was later arrested at a second location and remains detained at a Garda station in County Donegal. Some batches of the SMA brand of infant formula are being recalled by the manufacturer Nestlé due to the presence of a toxin known as cerealide. The Food Safety Authority of Ireland has urged parents to check batch codes against those posted on its website and not to feed the formula to their children. Speaking on this programme, Michelle Minahan, a director with the FSAI, had these reassurances for parents.
customers of Nestlé who have this product on their shelves were contacted yesterday to remove affected batches. That has happened. We will be verifying that today. So what's on the shelves are unaffected products, urging parents and caregivers today to check those batch codes, and if you have it at home, to stop using it. I think every parent has to make the best decision for their child, and obviously if they have concerns, they should contact their healthcare professional to seek the appropriate advice.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be a cold and dry start over the eastern half of the country with some frost and icy patches. Cloudy for most at first. Outbreaks of rain and drizzle in the west will move eastwards across the country throughout the morning and afternoon, becoming patchier as they do so. Highest temperatures of 3 to 8 degrees. And there's a warning that northwesterly winds will reach gale force 8 at times this morning and tonight on Irish coastal waters from Malinhead to Fairhead to Carlingford Lough and on the North Irish Sea.